61.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And welcome into Community Comment. Today, Justin Lindjewski bringing you the Waupun Police Department. We've actually got Police Chief Jeremy Roche and Investigative Lieutenant Bobby Williams on the show. If you're tuning into the show on the radio, you're going to hear them talk. If you want to see what they look like, I'd like to point out Bobby's got a great beard, so well worth checking out. Tune on it. Not that your beard is a slouch there, Chief, I'm just saying. Tune in on Daily Dodge TV, and you can check it out there as well and join us for the show. Community comment means we bring you guys in because we want to talk about what's going on in and around the community. Waupun, of course, one of the local communities here in South Central Wisconsin, Dodge County area, and the Fond du Lac area. And we always love getting a little bit of update about what's going on with the department. And let me start by saying good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And let's start it off. What do we got going on? What's the update?
Yeah, we're excited that Officer Aaron Guile has returned to our agency. A few years ago, he had moved out of state. His wife had acquired a job where he had to move away from our agency, but he just started earlier this month. We're excited for him to be back. He brings a great energy to our agency.
Awesome.
He's a very motivated officer. I think he's going to bring some good experience from what he's learned from the first time that he worked here, as well as what he learned in Minnesota. So it'll be interesting to kind of see how much he's progressed since he left us the first time.
Okay. Now, while he was in Minnesota, he didn't like turn into a Vikings fan or anything, right?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. That's always a worry of mine. How is staffing right now at the Waupun Police Department?
Yeah, we're a few short again, so we are hiring. We have an application process. You can fill out an application, and they're actually due tomorrow by 4 p.m. So that information's online. It's on Facebook. It's on WileyNet, which is a DOJ site as well. So we're looking for interested parties that want to work in law enforcement. It would be great to have somebody with some experience so that we can kind of just put them right into a position a lot quicker rather than sending them to the academy, but we are open to that as well.
When you're looking at candidates, especially ones that may have to go to the academy, is there a particular type of candidate that works best? Are you looking for somebody with some other experience maybe in law enforcement adjacent things, maybe corrections, or are you looking for people that maybe with military experience? Is there anything that stands out?
Yeah, I think life experience stands out quite a bit. Somebody that has the drive, has integrity, wants to help make the community a safer place to for residents and citizens to live, We often talk about, what is the perfect candidate, and everybody's a little bit different, so personalities are always interesting when you're in our field, but they got to be somebody that can fit in well with others. Right. That's a huge thing, especially at a small department.
I'll say small department, small community. I always find that small community police stations, every officer knows every officer. And pretty much, the community learns all the people. They get to know everybody. They start to know them by name. I think there's been a few times you've driven past my house and I'm out there mowing the lawn or something, and just a little wave and a hi because, you know who people are. And that's it's a different feel. And it definitely takes, a different type of officer to be in that kind of situation.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing with the life experience is always something that's good, that people have a background of the real world. But even if you don't, if you come to us and we interview you and you're showing that you have the drive and the want and the desire to do the job and to learn and progress and, that you have the mentality of, doing the right things and your own personal goals, but also that difference between different types of police departments that are out there, where you have bigger agencies that may deal with a lot more of crime and static crime, or kind of something where we say the running and gunning, where you have the drive to always be on the go, and you want the bigger stuff and the higher stress things. I mean, that's great. We have that at times, but for our department, we're more community based, and we want to be more involved with the community. And be out there deterring crime and investigating the crimes, but also being involved with community events and getting that support, but also just being out there and being seen.
Honestly, I know there's always great community events, out there and about. I think National Night Out's coming up pretty soon. I'm sure you guys will have something you're doing with that. Or if not,
yeah, we don't usually do that. Every other year we have an open house at the safety building where all city departments come, and we share that night with the community.
So, very nice.
Yeah.
Now I have to ask, being that Waupun's kind of an interesting and unique community, not only in size, but you have the prisons right there. We straddle that line between Dodge and Fond du Lac County. Does that create any unique challenges or opportunities for your police department?
I really don't think it does. We have a good working relationship with the Dodge County Sheriff's Office. They handle the bulk of the complaints when it comes to the prison. They handle the things that go on, the investigations that actually go on inside of the prison. Now, if there's things that are outside the prison or in the lobby of the prison, we may be called to handle those types of situations. But for the most part, from a community as a whole, those prisons, they're just another building. It's not something that really we hear a lot of, that it's creating challenges necessarily for police work, right, other than the amount of calls that probably the sheriff's office handles.
You know, with having two counties, I think it's actually a benefit for us, especially when we need assistance from somebody else. We have two resources, both Fond du Lac and Dodge County, rather than just one. So often, one of them is busy and they might not be able to help, but they're both willing to be mutually aided on either side of the county line within the city of Waupun. So it works to our benefit.
A lot of cooperation and collaboration available there, which is always wonderful.
Yeah, that definitely helps too if we have any type of unrest or any, planned protests that we know that are going to happen, which, we've had that, and there's really never been any issues that arose from it. But we had a great partnership with Dodge County, Fond du Lac County, and State Patrol even that is willing to assist in those types of situations.
Perfect. Well, we do have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on there at the department, get a few more updates from you guys, and dive into some other topics. All that and more here on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV. We're powered by Daily Dodge.
Ready to make a splash and make a difference? Join Kalahari Resorts for Family and Friends Night September 25th and 26th, where your getaway helps support the Good Karma Brand's John Moser Children's Radiothon. Enjoy America's largest indoor water park, arcade fun, and unforgettable family time, all close to home. Rooms start at just $179 and include two queen beds, water park passes for up to four, and no additional resort fee.
Hurry, rooms are limited. Offer expires August 25th.
Book now and turn your next weekend into a family adventure that gives back.
You know what's landing at the Landing Pub and Grill in Beaver Dam? Your next night out. Wednesdays from 6 to 7, ladies get quite the appetizing drink special, known as free. Then karaoke with Kelly starts at 7 and goes until somebody finally drops or puts the mic down. Make sure you take your vitamins just in case they'd prefer the latter. Fridays, the DJ's on from 9 to 1, and Saturdays bring live music. So whether it's girls' night, guys' night, or just a I need a drink night, land on the Landing on County Road G, next to the lake.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our June clearance event is going strong, and you can save big on store-wide clearance merchandise. Take advantage of one-offs, discontinued merchandise, and things that we just need to replace with brand new items. We have sofas starting as little as $299, lamps starting as little as $50, and coffee table and end table sets starting as low as $199. Our recliner chairs start as little as $199, out with the old and in with the new, and an additional 25% off of all of our accessories. That includes all of our accents, all of our wall art, and so much more. Now, if you want to save big, Power Bases is where you save big. Did you know we have power bases starting as little as $299? Take advantage of mattress savings with Sealy mattresses starting as little as $299 and queen-size memory foam mattresses on sale for as little as $99. Save big during our clearance event going the month of June. Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Prairie Ridge Health's primary care team welcomes new patients. From routine checkups to support for chronic conditions, Prairie Ridge Health's primary care team is here to provide personalized, compassionate care for your entire family. With clinics in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Sun Prairie, and Marshall, our primary care team is here to provide care for every age and life stage. Meet our providers and schedule today at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200.
Great food, great drinks, and great times. It's all happening at the 1966 Bar and Restaurant at Beaver Dam Country Club. Wednesdays feature the crowd favorite, Pasta Bar. Fridays bring the classic fish fry. And Sundays are made for an unforgettable brunch. Enjoy drink specials, friendly faces, and incredible views overlooking the course and lake. Come experience the fun, food, and fellowship at Beaver Dam Country Club. See what's coming up at beaverdamcountryclub.com.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And Professional Floor Covering is locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood tile, area rugs, and window furnishings. It's so much more than just floors. A wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, showers, inserts, and more. 62 sunny degrees in Beaver Dam. Now back to the always sunny Justin Wilski for Community Comment.
Thank you, Jeff Hall, and you are welcome back into Community Comment here, sitting down with Police Chief Jeremy Roche with the Waupun Police Department and Investigative Lieutenant Bobby Williams as well. We talked a little bit during the break, and we wanted to bring up some conversations about equipment. Obviously, equipment kind of an important part of what you guys do. You got your gear you got to carry around and use. And one of the big topics that we've been hearing a lot about across the area is a need for upgrading and improving those communication systems you guys use, the radio systems you guys use. And you're telling me there's a little bit of an update on that on your guys' front.
Yeah, so earlier this year, most of the municipalities within Dodge County, due to the possibility of the new radio system that emergency management and the sheriff's office is looking at, we applied for what you call an interoperable radio grant through the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs. So I believe everybody in Dodge County that applied for that actually received that grant. I do want to give a shout out to Joe Maher from emergency management and his team, because they assisted with writing and giving us some data for that grant. And we took kind of what they had and added some things, language with our grant writing process. But we ultimately, in the city of Waupun, we received a $50,000 grant, $40,000 that is paid by the state, and then $10,000 will be matched by the city. So we'll budget for that for 2027, and then the police department will be finished with the radios that we need, because we're in the Fond du Lac County side where we utilize Fond du Lac County communications, and we have an end date of 2030 that we have to have our radio switched over to 7800 megahertz radio. So it's a good thing for everybody in the county that applied for it, and it just kind of put us a little bit of ahead financially, and it assisted us to completing our project.
So this will bring that to a close for you guys, so you'll be fully up to date and ready to go with that.
Yeah, we'll be fully up to date, and then the fire department in the city of Waupun will be next, so they'll have to start budgeting for 27, 28, 29, 30 to finish that. So that's probably another couple $100,000 in radios.
Now, when we think about these radios, these are the ones that you carry? Are these the in-car radios? Are they both?
Both radios, yep.
Okay, because there are two separate units. Like, you've got a radio on you, and then there's a radio that's in the vehicle.
Right, that's why, we got 11 car radios, and we got, 20 handheld portable radios. So they're pretty pricey. You know, right now they're on sale because the state is updating their system. The vendors are, seeing an uptick in purchases, so they're giving us some discounted prices to kind of ease that pain as well.
Very nice of them to do that. Some other gear that I always love to hear about is when we advance with a little bit of cool technology. And I think you had mentioned some training that was being done, some people getting some skills on drones.
Yeah, so I think I mentioned it in a prior show that we started up a drone program this year. So we purchased the drone, with the help of Jeremiah Johnson here in Beaver Dam, he kind of guided us a little bit on what to purchase, and it's working out great. Lieutenant Brzezinski and Officer Effort are currently certified drone operators, so excited for them. And then we have two other officers that are nearing completion of that certification process.
Now, has this been kind of a goal for you guys to get people kind of trained up on drones? I've heard of smaller communities where they might use like private drone pilots to help out or whatever, but...
Yeah, this is a goal. We budgeted for it last year. We started the training earlier this year. And it's not just for the police department, the drone program. It's also for the fire department and emergency management. So the fire department has plans also to train some of their staff, and it would be, beneficial for us as well. You might be able to utilize one of their pilots for a police incident or vice versa.
I was like, because oftentimes if there's going to be a call for one, somebody else from the other might be showing up.
Right.
So that's kind of a nice crossover. Is each department then kind of like, does the police department have a drone, then the fire department will have their own drone? Or is this going to be like a city drone that anybody can access?
City drone. We're sharing that. We're trying to do more with less. And if we can utilize one piece of equipment for all operations, that would be great.
There you go. And these drones are pretty advanced. They can do some pretty cool stuff that'll work across the board for everybody. That leads me into my question about training and continuing education. Obviously, you guys don't say, all right, once you pass the academy, you know everything you need to know. You're the top of the top, the creme de la creme. You guys do ongoing training, ongoing skills learning to bolster what you guys bring to the community.
Yeah, we do a lot of training, a lot of different types of training. I'll let Bobby chime in on his magnet axiom training.
Yeah, just the training in a whole, like you had said, it's something that, that's something that any new officer is going to have to understand, that training doesn't end when you're done with field training and you're off of probation. You have to teach yourself as well. We provide you the tools, and we have in-house instructors, certified instructors for things that we can stay on top of our training in-house, which obviously alleviates some cost for going outside of the department. But it's got to be an understanding that it's also on you too as an individual officer. But one of the things recently that we were able to do is get magnet software, which is also incorporated with Gray Key. It's a digital forensic tool that we utilize for extracting data from mobile cell phones. We can do computers. There's even some things that you can do with downloads from vehicles and things like that. So it's a pretty intrusive type of certification process for becoming a forensic examiner. A test that you have to take and pass, and you have to stay up to date on the updates with that software as well. But it's also a revolving education thing for myself as well to continue to learn what can be done with that software. It's a very expensive piece of equipment. We were fortunate enough to be able to get a grant from Operation Underground Railroad, which is heavily based around child victims. So your internet crimes against children cases, human trafficking, child trafficking type of things. It's a nonprofit organization that gets their money and their donations from basically the public. So they're able to provide us with a pretty big part of the expense for that software. You gonna be all right? So with that magnet software, you know, we utilize the gray key. We're able to get into phones. It's able to help us extract data. It helps with the investigations, and it may uncover further evidence that helps us provide and further with that investigation. The other thing with the training and the equipment to go along with that as well, I guess not to give the chief too many props here, but that's kind of one thing that should be noted is that, you know, Jeremy's done a extremely great job with presenting all of our needs and the things that we need and to stay up to date on all of these types of equipment and presenting that to the city and being able to provide the department with all of the types of equipment, and the magnet software is something that falls within that. I mean, as investigations get more complex, that's something that you know, we have to stay on top of too. So that's the investigation world alone for detectives and investigators is becoming so much more complex, and utilizing that digital forensic software is one way that we can stay on top of it.
Well, I'm going to ask you more about that in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back on 95.3 WBEV.
Is your business celebrating an anniversary, hosting a special event, or looking to drive foot traffic and boost your brand in the community? Then it's time to jump on board with 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge Broad Fries. Get ready to make room for our grills. We're inviting local businesses to become official Broad Fry hosts this season. It's a fun, high-energy way to bring customers to your location and create buzz around your business. You'll even partner with a local nonprofit organization to give back to the community while you grow. And this year's Broad Fry season will feature attendance-based guaranteed cash prizes for fans. All will be encouraged to get their stamp cards ready and participate at all Broad Fries on site. Everyone can follow along throughout the season. If they get their stamp card stamped 5 times, they're entered into a random drawing for those guaranteed cash prizes.
No purchase necessary to participate in the contest.
It's great food, great crowds, and community impact. To become a host location, visit DailyDodge.com today and fire up your next event.
That'll be $84.52.
Perfect. Grab the bags, honey.
Mom, why do you always check your phone before we pay?
I'm just claiming my cash back on the Upside app. Since we're getting the groceries here and we filled up the car on the way, I've already earned enough this morning to pay for that pizza night we're having Friday.
Wait, so the app pays for pizza?
Not exactly, but the cash I earn on stuff we need helps us pay for the stuff we want. It's just a little win for our family every week.
Get more out of your everyday. Upside is the free app that gets you cash back on routine purchases like gas, groceries, and dining out at more than 100,000 locations nationwide. No points, no rebates, just cash back straight to your wallet. Download the free Upside app and use promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus on your first purchase. That's promo code ACT5 to get a $5 bonus. Remember, use promo code ACT5.
Offers vary by user and location at participating merchants. Go to Upside.com for terms and conditions.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court unanimously ruled today that a law banning gun ownership from any person who uses drugs illegally violates the Second Amendment. ABC's Devin Dwyer covers the court.
The decision does set new limits on how the federal government can go after gun owners simply for having a history of drug use, and it was especially welcomed by millions of American cannabis users who have had to disarm or risk up to 15 years behind bars.
Vice President J.D. Vance briefing reporters on the memorandum of understanding the U.S. signed with Iran to end the fighting. It's reopened the Strait of Hormuz. The deal has faced criticism from some Republicans and many Democrats. Heavy rain creating dangerous conditions along the Gulf Coast. A flash flood emergency has been issued for Picayune, Mississippi, where 3 to 5 inches of rain have fallen, and another 3 to 6 inches of rain are possible today. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. The National Weather Service tracking storm damage following last night's storms. A tornado touched down and damaged several homes in the town of Belleville in northern Dane County. Meteorologists will be tracking storm damage through the rest of this week. A Central Wisconsin man accused of sexually assaulting a child will serve prison time. We get more from Michael Eichner.
Eric Antonio Ruiz Cortez will serve 6 years in prison and five on extended supervision after pleading no contest to one count of child abuse as part of a deal that dismissed three other counts, including repeated sexual assault of the same child. He assaulted the victim, who was his girlfriend's child, then threatened them to keep quiet about it. But they would later tell a friend at school, which led to an official investigation and his arrest in February of 2025.
That's Mike Leishner. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
Do I seem like much of a crier to you?
I don't know, but sometimes if you fall
I've and
you...
given birth. Do you think a little fall is going to make me cry?
Did you get an epidural?
I did not get an epidural.
So you didn't...
Oh, for the birth?
Yes.
I thought you were being sassy about the fall and being sarcastic. Yes, I did.
So you didn't feel anything?
Have you seen the size of those needles?
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
Estate planning and elder law can seem complicated. Anyone with children should listen as Rob Melick of Melick Law offers easy to understand and easy to implement information and help. Listen the third Monday of each month as Rob discusses the importance of trust-based planning and affordable wills to protect your family. He even offers payment plans. Listen this Monday at 11:10 on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 71. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 52. High of 75 tomorrow. Mid-70s Saturday. Low 70s Sunday with a chance of rain showers. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 62 degrees.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
And inside Professional Floor Covering, visit Pro Edge Sharpening, full service blade sharpening shop. They sharpen all kinds of blades. If it has an edge, they'll sharpen it. Get those lawnmower blades in, saw blades, drill bits, hole saws, knives, scissors, chipper blades, egg blades, and almost anything else with an edge. Give them a call at 920-887-8341. And now back to Community Comment with Justin Wilski.
And welcome back into Community Comment. For those of you listening and watching, I promise I'm not dying. I'm good. But huge shout out to the Waupun Police Department members we have here, Police Chief Jeremy Rosh and Investigative Lieutenant Bobby Williams, for keeping cool and calm under pressure and keeping the conversation going. We're talking a little bit about the ongoing training. We're talking about some of the new equipment and the training specifically. And I find this very interesting because it's the stuff that we can use to get into those things that we carry around with us daily. Think about your cell phones. Think about driving in your car. Nowadays, everybody's car has got some sort of computer in it. Maybe it's linked to your infotainment system or whatever. And I'm sure we've all heard the stories of, I promise I got into an accident, but I didn't have my phone in my hand. I wasn't using it. I wasn't doing anything with it. Well, those are tracked. Those logs are there. That information's stored somewhere. And that information can be found with this equipment you're talking about.
Correct. Yep.
And that can really change the path of an investigation.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It often is going to uncover a lot of data, a lot of information that, you know, we are seeking and that we wouldn't otherwise be able to get.
Now, one of the concerns that I think you'll hear people talk about is, well, my phone, I have it locked. It's my personal phone. You can't get into it, whatever. Are there legal ramifications for when you can or cannot use that particular equipment?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's routes that, you know, there may be times where we have to apply for a search warrant. And, you know, obviously, you know, with a search warrant, you need probable cause.
Right.
So, you know, we're stating our case to the district attorney's office. We're stating our case to a judge. And ultimately, if they agree that probable cause exists, they're going to give us the authorization to search that phone. One thing that's great about the magnet software is we do have the ability, if your phone is locked, we can bypass that with right. that software. So there's things that software has that it can still access that phone. Now, cell phone companies are doing a lot more to try to protect their customers. Mm-hmm. They say that it's not, you know, trying to fight law enforcement or anything like that. I do truly believe that they are there for the customers.
Right.
But there is some things that they're doing that's becoming more prevalent that is definitely making it a lot harder for us. There's times where we can download the entire phone. There's times where we might only be able to get a partial download.
Right.
But in any event, it's still data, it's still information that, like I said before, that we wouldn't otherwise be able to get. But barring a search warrant, consent is always great. I've had very good luck with getting consent. And I think whether it be a victim or a suspect, so it's not just people that we're looking into. You know, we're also doing the same thing with victims,
right?
Phones and devices and things. So, we work heavily off of gaining that cooperation and that consent. And oftentimes we do get people to give us their PIN codes or their passcodes, search warrants. We do have the ability to put in there, if the judge signs off on it, get them to compel their face ID, mm-hmm. or a fingerprint. We won't be able to have them be compelled to give us their passcode.
Right. Now, one thing I remember from the IT world and technology is being told, hey, just because you delete it from your device, you delete it from your computer, your phone, whatever, doesn't necessarily mean it's gone. Because the way software works is it really just deletes the path to that item, but unless that item has been overwritten maybe several times, it could still exist, which means something like this in the case of, like we talked about, trafficking or crimes against children, stuff like that. Even if the person says, oh yeah, you can totally look through, there's nothing on there because they deleted it all, you might still be able to find it that way.
Yeah. I might not be able to see any type of history or track record or anything by manually scrolling through your phone, but there could be, not always, but there could be some type of data entry somewhere along the line, somewhere in there. If it's an image, I might not see the image, but I might be able to tell that this person did take an image, mm-hmm. on this date at this time. And depending on the location data that you might have, I might be able to tell where you were when you took that image.
Right.
What kind of a camera was you? What kind of a camera is on your phone? To kind of tie that all together. And then, with that, it goes into a whole lot of other, technological kind of nerdy stuff here. But, there's hash values and all types of things to kind of verify that, this isn't an AI image. It's I didn't create this on your phone. I didn't put this on the download. This is, there's ways to verify those hash values and things like that, that I can go and testify in court that this came from that and this is why.
Right.
I know that.
There you go. And just yet another tool that can really help you guys with an investigation, if not to get you the evidence, to get you corroborating evidence, mm-hmm. potentially.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Want to move on to another topic that we've got on here because we talked a little bit before the show started about some FBI leadership training and stuff that have been done or courses or something. And I hear FBI and I hear local law enforcement and I say, okay, so that's a great way to kind of get information and get training that's being used on a federal policing level, but in really local use.
Yeah, the FBI for a long time has partnered with local and state law enforcement. It was actually back in the 1930s that they formed basically the National Academy. So the FBI National Academy is out in Quantico. And I was a graduate of the FBI National Academy back in 2017. Less than 1% of all law enforcement officers can attend that or have attended that. So that's a 10-week program based on leadership and other course studies that are offered to the attendees. And it's not only students or officers from the United States, it's officers from throughout the world. So we had approximately 25 foreign officers in certain positions from numerous countries around the world. So really cool experience. But I've been a part of the FBI training for a long, long time. Prior to the LEADA course, they had FBI Leads, which was kind of a first level, first line supervisor course. And we've continued our partnership with attending their trainings. Now, Lieutenant Williams has recently went to some LEADA training and received the Trilogy Award because he attended all three LEADA trainings, which I don't believe many people have done. It's not very common, but it's starting to become more common because the training is that good. And I'll let him kind of chat about his experience with that course.
Yeah, it was very beneficial for me. I mean, leadership is something that's always, you know, I'm fortunate enough that I believe anyways, from my experience, that being a leader has become natural to me throughout my life, not just in law enforcement. But this course really kind of put it in a whole different perspective. And, you know, leading up to taking these courses, I know that Jeremy oftentimes would recommend you need to go to some leadership trainings. And, you know, because I've been a supervisor here for quite a while now, in different types of roles. But, I was always busy doing other things or taking other trainings, and I kind of had a mentality of that, you know, leadership isn't, being a leader isn't something that, you know, you can necessarily be trained on. You either are a leader or you're not.
Right.
And so the time came where, you know, I gave in, so to speak. I went to the first one, which was a Command Leadership Institute, and kept an open mind throughout it. And by midweek, I was sold, and from there transitioned into the Supervisor Leadership Institute. The good thing is they all build off of each other.
Right.
There isn't a necessarily a certain way that you have to take all three of those. You can take any of them at any time. But the last one that I took, the executive one, really, that should be one that you take last because it does kind of, it's the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Right.
So the supervisor leadership one is more for you. So, you know, developing yourself as a leader, as a supervisor, the command one is your team, your leadership team. And the executive one is more for an executive. So you're talking about a chief or a deputy chief, a sheriff, right. assistant sheriff, or whatever it may be, where you're talking more about developing and leading an entire agency. And there was a lot of very interesting facts, a lot of things that I took away. I think they do a good job of staying up to date with the challenges that we face every year in law enforcement when it comes to the staffing issue. You know, it's not just Waupun where you've seen that we're consistently hiring.
Right.
And kind of really an alarming statistic that was put out throughout the entire United States was that, you know, officers between one and, I don't remember if it's three or 5 years. So between, we'll just say between 1 and 5 years, there's a 50% resignation rate. So there could be times where we hire somebody and they leave before we even have them trained.
Right.
So, you know, if we're hiring two people, it's almost like we have to count on that one of these people isn't going to be here in a couple years. It's just kind of become the way of I don't know if it's a generational thing, it's an alarming statistic, and we have to figure out how do we build on that retention. How do we keep that buy-in, so to speak, to get people vested in not just our agency, but really I'm speaking on any agency.
Right.
How do you keep these people? What do we need to do? What do we need to change? And law enforcement's always been a very big pushback on change. Nobody likes change.
Right.
And the excuse is always, this is the way we've always done it. Well, that's gone. You know, right. We have to consistently modify how we do things as a leadership team and find ways and overcome those challenges. And that that LEADA course, the trilogy, I am proud of that accomplishment. And I did take away a lot of things that I've already brought some stuff back to the department. I've been talking with the chief over this week already, presented, I think, a handful of ideas for things that we could be doing and doing differently. And, some of the things already are in motion to make some of those changes. So I'm excited to see, you know, what that will bring me, but I definitely believe that it did make me a stronger leader.
And I know ongoing training, especially for a smaller department, is always a good idea, because you might have to have somebody who has to have multiple trainings, multiple specializations, because you obviously can't send everybody to training.
Right.
You got to have some people back, you know, protecting the city and doing what needs to be done. So having those people who can go and train, come back and train others is always just an extra added value.
And I also think it's extremely important for succession, right? So, you know, we know a lot of times, if you look at command staff, you know, supervisors, most of them were field training officers at one point. Mm-hmm. So typically a field training officer is going to be one of the best officers within your department that can share their experiences and knowledge with the people that they're training. So that's a succession plan. You know, sending Lieutenant Williams to a LEADA course, and he has all the intentions to go to command college, you know, here in the near future. So that builds on succession. Talk about FBI, Detective Conkle. She wants to go to the FBI National Academy, so we signed her up for that because, let's face it, I'm not going to be here forever. You know, Deputy Chief Sullivan is probably going to retire in about a year and a half. We have a patrol lieutenant that's going to retire in about a year. So we have to continue building the skills and professional development for our employees.
Makes a lot of sense. We do have to take one more break here on Community Comment. When we come back, we're going to touch on a few quick hit topics before we send you guys on your way for the day. So all that and more on 95.3 WBEV.